There's an old cliche in politics, and believe me, we get to all of them. Who's the candidate voters would most like to have a beer with? Also a euphemism for likability. But increasingly, it's something voters in early primary states, including New Hampshire, may be able to answer. Microbreweries have joined diners, living rooms, and town halls as the go-to venues for FaceTime with Democrats running for president. New Hampshire Public Radio's Annie Ropeek has more.
The Liquid Therapy Microbrewery sits in an old brick fire station in the New Hampshire city of Nashua. Inside, it's all polished concrete and big silver brewing tanks crammed behind walls with a big colorful chalkboard of the beers on tap. And in front of that chalkboard is New York Senator and 2020 presidential candidate Kirsten Gillibrand lining up a beer pong throw.
Oh, so close!
50 or so voters mill around with their beers, watching Gillibrand square off with her staff. This is a campaign event, and every moment counts. After a few tries, Gillibrand sinks a ping pong ball into a half-empty plastic cup.
Did somebody get that? I'm going to post that one.
A few weeks later, the video of that same moment appears in a campaign ad on Gillibrand's Instagram. It asks, as she throws, "If Kirsten makes this shot, will you donate a dollar today?" Local breweries are full of this kind of marketable photo op, and candidates are taking advantage. Gillibrand, Cory Booker, Beto O'Rourke, Elizabeth Warren, and others have all swung by breweries in New Hampshire, Iowa, and other key states at this stage of the campaign. Gillibrand spokesman Evan Lukaski says these brew pubs are a new, casual way to connect with voters where they live. One brewery Gillibrand visited in New Hampshire even named a beer for her, the Kirstenweizen. At Liquid Therapy, she chose a citrusy IPA.
She tends to enjoy the grapefruit-flavored beers. I'll let voters decide whether that's a good or bad thing.
Perched on a stool nearby, prospective voter Stephen Mino is reserving judgment. He drinks a lavender chamomile IPA sour as he watches the scrum.
You know, it's nice to sip on a cocktail while everyone just, like, swarms and descends on these candidates and whatnot.
Brewery managers get a kick out of these scenes, too. Molly Angstman co-owns Fat Hill Brewing in Mason City, Iowa. She says Beto O'Rourke and Elizabeth Warren both drew big crowds to her little pub. A bit chaotic, Angstman says, but a good way to bring in new customers.
They're not seeing us on a normal day, and they're definitely not there for the beer. So I'm not sure if they'll be back or not, but if a couple of people come in, that's great.
There's one candidate who even has a close connection to the brewery world, former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper.
I was lucky I had a couple of friends, and we opened a restaurant that brewed its own beer in 1988.
He ran a brew pub in Denver long before it was cool. That was him campaigning at New Hampshire's Stone Church Music Hall. Not every campaign fits into these smaller, laid-back settings, but if you ask candidates like Kirsten Gillibrand, just filling a space like Nashua's Liquid Therapy is enough for now.
I love this size because I can answer every question. I can take every selfie. No one feels unheard, and they all have a chance to have a real conversation with me.
A real conversation, and maybe a grapefruit or lavender beer to go with it. For NPR News, I'm Annie Ropeek in Concord.